could be. Who knows? Something due any day, I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on the beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch the limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and different types of wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'd like to welcome Rick Itzkowich. Rick, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, so glad to have you. Rick is also known as Rick I, the LinkedIn guy. I'd like to give you all a little background on Rick. He is a genuine people connector. He understands and practices networking like few others do. He's a successful entrepreneur, understands and practices networking, and he has created turnkey products like Link Power, Quote Actions, and new Yikes. That sounds very cool, Rick. These unique tools meet today's needs for tactics to increase one's business. His informative and entertaining live presentations, along with his workshops, articles and blogs, interviews, podcasts, add strategic networking strategies to a company's marketing plan. Rick speaks to a diverse group of organizations, and he's a regular speaker at SCORE workshops. Internationally, Rick earned the Best Speaker Award at You Learn Twitface, International Social Media Conference held in Dubai. You're going to have to tell us a little bit about that in a bit, Rick.
Sure.
In 2012, his speaking engagements took him back to Dubai with stops in the UK and India. Most recently, he launched his Yikes workshop world tour in San Diego and Houston. Rick frequently serves as a subject matter expert resource for both online and offline social marketing reporters and bloggers. So, Rick, tell us, how did you get the name The LinkedIn Guy?
Well, interestingly enough, I was at a networking event, and hardly anybody can pronounce my last name, though you did a great job. It's Itzkowich, and whenever people see it, the TZK together, it's just too much.
Right.
So a lady, you know, came up to me, and, I've been working with LinkedIn and, you know, helping people with LinkedIn, and I got a little bit of a branding thing going on. So this lady walks up to me and says, you know what? You should be Rick I, the LinkedIn guy. And, you know, it kind of like rhymed, and I thought, wow, why not? You know, and that's, it stuck. It's not something I created or did that. And it's so funny because I've been using it for so long now that, you know, I answer the phone. I'm talking, the other day I was talking to somebody, you know, one of my friends. I answer the phone and says, Rick I, the LinkedIn guy. I mean, it's crazy.
And it's such a great little jingle to it. I love it. I love it. So, Rick, tell me about, you said that you mentioned things like your products, the Link Power, Quote Actions, and the new product, Yikes. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. You want to know about all of them? Yikes. I mean, which one?
Why don't you start with Link Power first?
Okay, Link Power is a program that I designed. I mean, the whole story how it happened to me for me to start working people on LinkedIn really is interesting because I never set out to do this. It's one of those things that just started happening. Back I used to have another company where I did personal growth, personal development seminars and trainings with a partner. And in 2007, we developed another product called Quote Actions, which is a marketing product designed to help people stay top of mind with people. Mm-hmm. Well, around that time, we also hit the great, you know, recession or whatever it's being called that we hit. And we really suffered tremendously in our business. So I was forced to start looking for other ways to generate business other than what I was doing. And at the time, I started using LinkedIn out of desperation. Like many people, I had an account, didn't know what to do with it. So using it, I came across the power of LinkedIn by accident. I was sitting at a networking meeting that I go to from an organization called BNI, Business Network International. Mm-hmm. And one of my colleagues asked for an introduction to someone whom I didn't know. But since I was working with LinkedIn, the thought occurred to me that maybe I would find him on LinkedIn and see if I could, you know someone that would know him. And sure yes. enough, I found the person on LinkedIn and they were connected to someone I knew. I proceeded to ask my connection to see if they would introduce them to my colleague. They did. And that resulted in a huge sale for my colleague. And that's when the power of LinkedIn became apparent to me. So I started telling everybody that, you know, in my group, you got to use LinkedIn, here's why, et cetera. Well, before long, I was getting all kinds of calls of people wanting help with LinkedIn, and I just didn't have time to start doing that because I needed to generate business using LinkedIn for me. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I started recording my answers, given that there were mostly the same questions being asked over and over and over again, and did this short little videos, and then I would just send them the link to the video, and that was great. And one day I got a call from somebody saying they wanted to buy my videos. And I go, what videos? So
Wow, you really lucked out on that.
Oh, yeah. And then the capper came when I was contacted by someone saying, how would you like to go speak in Dubai? And I thought they were pulling my leg. So I ignored it. But sure enough, it was a legitimate person who had heard about me and they had checked me out. I ended up going to Dubai to this social media conference that they call it the You'll Learn Twit Face back in June of 2010. There were 12 other social media speakers, and each one of them told me that they couldn't wait for my presentation. And I went, why? They go, because we don't get how to use LinkedIn. And that's when it dawned on me that if people in the industry didn't even know how to use that, that there was an opportunity for me. And that's what happened. So I turned my original videos that were just helping people out into a product, which I now have. And for the last almost 3 years, I've been speaking worldwide and teaching people how to monetize LinkedIn.
This is amazing because, I mean, I'm on LinkedIn. I know a lot about it, but I really have no idea how to exactly use it. So can you explain just briefly, maybe just in like one sentence or a few sentences, why someone should be on LinkedIn, the value of LinkedIn?
All right. The value of LinkedIn, if I were to encapsulate it into a couple of concepts like you asked, is first and foremost this, that you don't know who all the people that you know. And because of that, some of the people that you know may be connected to some of the people that you want to meet. However, they don't know you know. They don't know you want to meet them and you don't know they know them.
Right.
LinkedIn makes those relationships visible. The other thing about LinkedIn is that LinkedIn really is no different than the way that business has been done for thousands of years, which is not what you know, it's who you know. And what you can leverage on LinkedIn is your relationships to get introduced to the people that you want to meet by using the people that know you and that you know that they can facilitate that introduction.
So I guess my question is, I know when I get people that want to friend me on LinkedIn, they send me a message, but I don't really know them. Or if I do know them, I don't know where I know them from.
Right.
So how, Rick, do you handle that without being disrespectful?
Well, it's not about being disrespectful if you just ignore it, in my opinion. I mean, but what I tell people is this. Would you go to a networking event, say, at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and talk to a stranger?
Personally, me?
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
After all, that's what you're there for, right?
I wouldn't go and introduce myself, yes.
Right. What's the difference between connecting with someone that you don't know on LinkedIn?
I see.
So it's just starting a conversation. Now, people say, well, but, you know, I'm afraid of what they're going to do. Most people's fears or concerns are because they don't understand how the site is put together. Their fears are not really well-founded, and they are anticipating the worst, when in reality, there's very little downside to connecting with people whom you don't know, and there's many potential benefits of being connected to people whom you don't know, which I can share with you story after story of what has happened with that.
Why don't you share one story? The first story that comes to your mind.
I'll share two that are a little bit different. One of them is more business related. The other one is more personally related, but they both work.
Okay.
A couple of years back, one of my B&I colleagues said that she had a client who was writing a children's book, and she knew that I knew a lot of people and wanted to know if I could help with introducing her to somebody that might help her. So I said, I really don't know, but let me tap my LinkedIn network. I did. I sent a message to the people in my network. I received 13 responses, of which 7 were from people who I not previously met. And of those 7, 2 were exactly what this person was looking for. And that would have never happened had we not been connected. So that's one. The second one was another one of my LinkedIn connections whom I've yet to have met, but we have developed a pretty close relationship just virtually. Her son was traveling through India and he got into an accident. And she posted a message to all her LinkedIn connections. By the way, my son is in India, is in this town. It's pretty remote. Does anybody know someone that lives nearby? I sent the message to the people in my network who are in India, and sure enough, one of the people that was in my network who was not too far from that responded to me. Says, Rick, I live about half hour away. I'll be glad to go help out. I put the two of them together, and he went and helped out my friend.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And that would have never happened had we not started that conversation.
Yes, no kidding. Well, I guess the other thing with LinkedIn is there seems to be – when you're, you know, there's Facebook out there, there's all these other social media platforms. And I know myself, I find that I get a little bit overwhelmed with where to spend my time. How much time do you really need to spend on LinkedIn to be effective?
Well, that's a very common concern, and rightly so, because you're right. There are just so many things and it's impossible to keep tap of all of them. LinkedIn is what I term the ugly stepsister of the social media. It gets very little credit. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube get all the credit. But when it comes to business in particular, there is nothing more powerful, in my opinion, than LinkedIn. Because executives from every Fortune 500 company are represented on LinkedIn. And your target audience is likely to be there. So in terms of the time, if you have a strategy and you know what you're doing, which, again, very few people do, but that's something that I can teach and I can help people with, I have found that people can get results by spending 10 to 15 minutes, you know, two, three days a week and get results out of LinkedIn.
Okay. So exactly then, what do you teach? Are you teaching workshops? Are you teaching webinars? What exactly do you teach? We're about to take a break, Rick, in about a minute. So if you could just briefly tell us a little bit about your workshops.
Okay. I do a few workshops per year. I don't do that many, but I do one. And in fact, I have one coming up in a few weeks that I can talk about that. But most of what I do is through online videos that I give to people as part of a subscription model.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Well, we're going to be hearing more about your workshop when we get back. So when we get back from the break, if you wouldn't mind telling us about the workshop that's coming up for you, I would really appreciate that because I might be interested in joining it.
Okay.
So we're just about to take a break and we will be back in
taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch,
We customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. I'd like to thank everybody for being here today. And we are with Rick, the LinkedIn guy. And we left off a little bit ago asking Rick to tell us a little bit about the workshops that he's going to be doing.
Okay. Well, the workshop is called the Yikes Workshop, How to Get Off the Networking Roller Coaster. And what I find is that most people go to networking events without a strategy, without a follow-up, and without a system. And as a result, they end up wasting a tremendous amount of time and not capturing nearly the benefits of what they could be getting from activities like that. And understandably so. Hardly anybody has ever been formally trained on how to network effectively. I know that I hadn't until I did. And I was doing many of the same things that I see people doing all the time. So what I did was I put together a workshop where I share some of the best practices that I have learned over the last 15 years, including how to manage technology effectively to save you a ton of time so that you can go to events like a chamber of commerce, like a meetup group, like BNIs, etc., and really triple the number of business that you generate while working half the time.
Wow. So you said there are how many best practices, did you say?
Well, there's several things, but what I do is I go over 12 in the Yikes workshop. I'm going to go over 12 different strategies and tactics that are guaranteed to help you generate three times as many business while working half the time, or I'll give you the money back.
Wow, that's quite a guarantee.
Oh yeah, it is pretty, and I'm really being very conservative when I tell that. Just in the first hour, what I share with people is how to handle phone appointments that they're booking, they're playing phone tags with, how to handle some of their calendars and some of the messaging that they're sending, with a few sites and technologies that I've discovered over the years that will save them a minimum of 2-3 hours per week.
Wow. Rick, can you tell our listeners how to contact you if they are interested in finding out more information about your workshop?
Sure. The simplest thing to do it is to send a text to the following number, 555-888. That's 555-888. And then just write in the body of the text the word link, L-I-N-K. And then they will immediately get a text back with links to the Yikes Workshop, as well as my LinkedIn program. In that, I'm also making an offer to the listeners of this show, and they can actually sample my product, my first entire module of what I teach people in the LinkedIn modules, for only $1. They can do that through that link as well.
Wow. Thank you for that offer. That's wonderful. So basically, again, that's 555-888. You text, you write in link. That's
correct.
Wonderful. Okay,
yep.
Terrific. Now, Rick, my radio show is entitled Attitude Adjustment. And so you've been talking a lot about LinkedIn, and there's plenty more questions I'd love to ask you. But I'd like to just say, ask you, if you can give our listeners two things that you think they can do to change their attitude, whether it's personal, whether it's business, combination of both together, things that maybe you've observed in your career and in your life.
Well, I'm going to keep this to the topic of networking, since that's what we started talking about, and attitude and or mindset plays a big role in this. So if that's okay with you, that's
perfect.
What I'm going to talk about. And the biggest thing that I see that people can make from an attitude perspective and an adjustment to start generating more business from their networking activities is to really shift away from selling at networking events to really building relationships and thinking, and I use this analogy, imagine two animals and they both go about feeding themselves very differently. One is the cheetah that hunts and the other one is the spider that attracts. So think of becoming more like the spider than the cheetah. And if you do that, you're going to be far more successful. Now, by shifting the perspective from one of selling to one of building relationships, you also need to have some things in place to be able to capture some of that future business, which means you need to have some process, you need to have a funnel, and it's something that you need to work on your business rather than just in your business. So it's kind of like, if I may, what I know about chiropractic, and I'm a firm believer in chiropractic.
Thank you.
Chiropractic is not so much when you have a pain or an ache or whatever. It's more about maintenance and just about well-being and wellness. So you can get adjusted before you need it so that you don't have to come nearly as frequently.
This is true.
So it's the same thing. It's taking a little more holistic approach to networking, which is put yourself and plant the seeds now that you will collect down the road. Go with an attitude of giving before receiving and become a connector. If your whole purpose of networking is to help introduce others to other people, you'll do fine.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, how specifically is LinkedIn different than like Facebook? I know that Facebook, it's a little bit more on the personal level, and it could, they have these Facebook business pages, but more specifically is LinkedIn different?
Well, LinkedIn is more a relationship side, meaning it's all about building relationships with the people that are either your ideal target audience or who can introduce you to your ideal target audience. So it's more about relationships than about sales or consumers or anything. So as such, you don't have to post nearly as much. In fact, I hardly ever post any information on LinkedIn. And people think it's all about what you're posting, and it's not that at all. It's about, there's three critical success factors on LinkedIn. One of them is your profile, the other one is your network, and the third one are your activities. And of those, the least important are your activities. So I believe, and I by no means am an expert on any of the other sites, and or as I was sharing with you prior to the show, on Facebook is not something that I use a lot. But I will tell you this, when people go on LinkedIn, they go on LinkedIn because they want to network, they want to build relationships, and it's all about business and professional. There's nothing fun, there's nothing social per se about LinkedIn, and that can't be said about the other sites.
And I got that. And what about, have you actually seen people, I know a lot of people are unemployed, looking for jobs or looking to make a change in the position that they're in. Have you seen LinkedIn to be a value for that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I've done interviews with recruiters and hiring managers. And in this day and age, the first place they go to go ahead and look for people is on LinkedIn. So if you're looking for a job and you don't have a LinkedIn presence, you really are putting yourself behind the eight ball in terms of being considered for jobs.
Now, Rick, what happens if someone does not have an actual LinkedIn account? Is that something that you do to help people set an account up, or do you send them to somebody else?
Yeah, no, I can. I mean, setting an account on LinkedIn is very simple. You just register with your email address and you have one. To have an effective profile, I definitely help people do that. If that's what they want to do. But, you know, I tell people setting an account is like, you know, making a baby. It's easy to make one. It's just taking care of them for 18 years is a little harder.
It is? Oh.
Yeah.
I know. And so, in other words, so you'd be able to help somebody look at their LinkedIn account and offer them an opinion to help it look better? Or...
Oh, yeah. I do more than that. I can give them a whole template and guidelines so they can create their own in a way that it's going to be effective for them.
Wow. That sounds great. What about when we talked earlier about we go ahead and we get these messages from people and we're not sure who they are, or maybe we met them, maybe we didn't. Do we have to worry about being spammed? too much?
That's always a possibility. I will tell you, I have over 4,000 connections. I would say at least half of them I have never met, and I hardly get any spam at all from that. Mm-hmm. So, and if you do, it's very easy to disconnect from them. So,
okay.
It's not a big deal.
Okay, great. And is LinkedIn a place where people can actually make money and improve their business through it? Can you give some examples of that?
Oh, absolutely. It's not a sales platform, but you can get introduced to the people who will buy from you. Let me give you an example. One of my clients is a wedding photographer. And when we were first thinking, you know, she was first thinking of working with me, I was interviewing her, and I asked her, who is your ideal target audience? And she said, brides. And I said, you know what, you're not going to find any brides on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is not going to help me. She says, I didn't say that. I just said, you're not going to find any brides. Not that there aren't any brides on LinkedIn, but they're not identified as such. Mm-hmm. But what you can use LinkedIn for is to form strategic alliances with other businesses who know a lot of brides, such as event planners, wedding coordinators, DJs, florists, who know all of these brides. And if you build a relationship with them in a strategic alliance where they know, like you, and trust you, they're very likely to recommend you to a ton of brides. And you'll have more business than you'll know what to do with it. And that's exactly what's happened.
That sounds great. That just sounds great. Can you give us any other case stories or fun stories of business success?
I'll tell you another one. This is from a realtor who I actually work with. She was an elderly lady, and I was doing a presentation at her real estate office, and she said, Rick, you know, I'm older. I didn't grow up with this. I like you. I don't believe in that this is going to help me, but what the heck? It's too cheap. I'll try it. I go, great endorsement, right, to get involved with me. But anyway, I get a call from her about, you know, two and a half months later. It's one of those, you won't believe what happens. I go, what do you mean? She says, well, here's what happened. She says, you know, I got contacted by someone in the UK asking me, saying that, you know, they had someone that was coming to San Diego if I would do a drive-by showing. I didn't know what that was. She then explained to me. And I said, sure. Turned out these people ended up coming here that were delightful. They weren't working with anybody. And they ended up just putting an offer for a $3 million home here in La Jolla.
Wow. Not bad.
This would have never happened. I go, you're right. I mean, these are people who, you know, the world has gotten a lot smaller, let me put it that way.
Yes, that's wonderful. Well, Rick, we are needing to close our show pretty soon, but I would like you to repeat a little bit about that workshop that you're offering and how people can contact you.
Okay, the workshop is called the Yikes Workshop. It's going to be in San Diego on March 12th, which is a Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in downtown San Diego at a place called Comerge. If they're interested, just send a text to 555-888, that's 555-888, and write the word link, L-I-N-K, in the subject line, and you'll get a text back with links to both the Yikes Workshop and my LinkedIn program. And the offer that is going to be included in that is for people to sample my program for the first month for only $1.
And if people want to call you and contact you, your contact phone number is?
858-456-7653.
Great. Rick, thank you so much for being here today. And thank you all for joining us, where the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, you gain insights and inspiration from each of the guests I have. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, March 12th, with my special guest, Cheryl Silverstein, marriage and family counselor. For more information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net, and my website is www.driris.com. And I always leave with a quote, so today's quote is, go forward, go backwards, but don't stand still. Have a healthful day, everybody.
Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle.